They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It is the start of fall sports on the field. We've got football, we've got soccer, we've got volleyball. It all gets underway this week on both the high school and collegiate levels, and it is our first installment in 2009 of Mondays with Merck and Morris. Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz, UNK head football coach Daryl Morris will both be joining us in the second half of the program today. So our first half, we've got plenty to talk about, but it's also wide open if you want to shoot us your phone calls at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox, love your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, and spell out the word and, A-N-D, for all of you Wayne State grads, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, the Lopers travel to Wayne State Saturday. Hastings will host Peru State on Thursday, and we'll talk to both coaches coming up in the second half of the show. It's going to be a packed week. We're going to be mixing in college volleyball and high school football as we get ready for some of these opening games. But Merck and Morris today. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking with former Husker All-American, former Husker great Turner Gill, the head coach at the University of Buffalo, coming off a MAC championship and bowl appearance. Are you kidding me? Think about that. The University of Buffalo ranked worse, probably thought of more in terms of the worst team in Division 1A football than Kansas State was before Bill Snyder. Or Iowa State is now, or some of the teams like that, and they are conference champs. We will talk with Buffalo coach Turner Gill on the show tomorrow. Also on the show tomorrow, one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals, Ryan Lefevre, is going to join us. And I'm going to say it's pretty much a wrap-up already here in August. It'll just be kind of our season wrap-up as to what went wrong in Kansas City, what they're expecting by sending Alex Gordon down, and just what Lefevre's take is on the whole situation as they're swept at home by Minnesota over the weekend. And Dick Buechner is scheduled to join us tomorrow to talk about the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. Their induction ceremonies are coming up next month in Lincoln. Coming up Wednesday, our Loper Chat, John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, will join us as the year gets underway academically and athletically. And every Wednesday, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joins us as well. Thursday is the fall luncheon up at UNK, where the Lopers and Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, have athletes that will all be there. Coaches will speak on the upcoming season for about 5 minutes each, and your chance to get ready to go for the fall. So don't forget, to, if you want to go up and grab a nice lunch and hear a little bit about what's going on in the Kearney area, that will be Thursday. And then Friday, we'll recap the Hastings College football game, and we'll get ready for the first games of other schools around the area. So it's real big, but there's no doubt about what the lead story is today, and that is the dismissal of Quentin Castilla from the University of Nebraska football team. And is the case with many things. There are the official facts, which there are none right now, except that Coach Bo Pelini said that Castilla's off the team for a violation of team rules, and that's it. And don't ask a player, and don't ask a coach. You know what? If I want to ask a coach or a player, I'm going to.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. If they say no comment, so be it. Don't tell me what to do.
You're not letting anybody boss you.
You hear freedom of press, freedom of speech?
Well, it sucks because you got a kid that you really relied on this year that obviously – sounds like this same situation had happened sometime before, was warned repeatedly to not make the same mistake, made the same mistake. Pretty cut and dry when you say, whether it was 3 months ago, 6 months ago, after the Gator Bowl, whenever it was, Quentin, here's the rule. We know you broke it now. We understand that. What are we going to do to correct the rule? And he says whatever he says, if you do it again, it's over. You are dismissed from the team. It's not a, you got to run stadium steps till you throw up. It's not you're going to miss the first two games, which have been real easy to do, and have you back for Virginia Tech. It's you are dismissed from the team. Do you understand that? Yes, sir. When he says yes, sir, there's no room for error. So when the error comes up again, it's pretty simple. Quentin, pack up your locker and get your ass out of this building. You're a nice kid. We couldn't trust you anymore. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for the last 2 years of the hard work and all the crap you did for this program. Every minute of that weight room, you wasted. Every minute of our coach's time, you wasted. Now leave. That simple.
Okay, in the same vein that we talked about Virginia Tech being short in the running game after injury, now Nebraska, say what you will, is short a pretty good player in their running game. How does this affect the team overall? Because Coach Pelini says right now number two running back is true freshman Rex Burkhead.
Quentin Castillo has been dismissed from the football team. He's no longer a member of the football team. We have guidelines. We have policies that we've set up here. We have a culture we have set up here. And it's pretty black and white with my expectations of what we lay out as a staff. And if somebody doesn't follow those policies and guidelines, then they're no longer going to be with the program. That's the case with Quentin.
I edited out part of this where he gets, and that's it.
Wish him luck. He's a good kid. He's just not going to be with our program anymore. I wish him luck in the future, and the book is closed on that. That's a statement I've issued, and end of story.
So Quentin Castillo gone. Read what you want. Get on the chat boards. Say what you will. But that's the only official statement you're ever going to hear out of the University of Nebraska and Coach Bo Pelini. H-Man from Riverdale has fired off an email. We'll get to that in a little bit. He nails that and, of course, is going to stir the pot again. So we'll get to that. Dent Popper inbox open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It was one of the most active post-practice press conferences in the history of Nebraska football, let alone the Bo Pelini era. Not only did he come out after practice saying that Castilla is gone, they scrimmaged for 2 hours. He liked it, but they're nowhere near ready. They'll be ready in 2 weeks. And talked about Rex Burkhead being number two. Also announced six walk-ons that have received scholarship. All that coming up on Saturday after practice.
Well, at least the guys had something to take notes on.
Well, half of those six got them through 2 days of work, you know, are from the area. Colton Kaler from Harvard, Derek Meyer, the Silver Lake graduate, who this is his only year of eligibility at Nebraska, and Drew Young of Cozad. Place kicker Alex Henry, along with Wes Kamick and Mike Caputo, all going on as well onto a scholarship. So congratulations to those six young men. The Huskers took yesterday off. Classes start today at UNL, just like they do at many campuses around the country. And so they'll be into their regular afternoon practice routine.
So you can expect most of the Husker football players to show up on Wednesday when those classes reconvene. You don't go that first day. Get a morning to rest in. You've been practicing pretty hard. I'm kidding out there. I think everybody goes to class on the first day. Hopefully the teacher doesn't keep them the whole time. Maybe they get a little rest in there. It's full steam ahead.
You know what I hate? Emails from Blackberries.
Really?
Put a tag on there, people. You want us to read your emails, which we love. Put a tag on there. Want to know where you're from. Here's an email from 627-5173. That's what I'm saying. Well said, Daddy. That's all the email says. Well said, Daddy, about your rant.
Well,
put a tag on it. If you own a BlackBerry, learn how to run it. Put a tag on it. Hey, you're Joe from Campbell. You're Steve from Pleasanton. You're Rock from Bertrand. You know, I don't know where you're from, but throw it on there. We want to give you some pup.
How can you put a freshman that has never seen a Division I game as your number two running back? I mean, obviously the kids dazzled him in the fall workouts.
Dan Hawkins said, hey, Daryl Scott, why don't you go in and start? Numerous occasions. You got to play sometime, and if you're the best, you play. What does it say, though, if he's the best?
Well, it makes you wonder what Marcus Mendoza, who they've tried to move around to different positions, maybe he'll come back. Lester Ward, I guess, is another name. What have you guys been doing?
Huskers did pick up a commit from Texas over the weekend, 6'5", 255-pounder Donovan Vestal, defensive end from Arlington, Texas. and he has given his oral commitment. Rivals.com ranks him as the number 33 strong side defensive end. Yikes. Break it down a little more, whack jobs. Anything about that? Let's do the H-Man from Riverdale email, because I want there to be time for people to respond if they want to respond. So we go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. H-Man from Riverdale hits about three different spots here. Greetings. What a mixed weekend for Husker fans. Sadly, the Richard Jewell of Nebraska football, Thunder Collins, is waiting word in his murder trial. An innocent man wrongly accused. What more can be said? My thoughts go out to the guy who played a vital role in helping Nebraska beat Oklahoma in 2001. But we can set this horrible news aside with the realization that we have one less Billy Callahan recruit to worry about this fall. Thanks, 19. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Too bad you can't take a few more with you. Like Coach Watson.
Oh, no!
Don't get yourselves in a tizzy, because I want Watson gone. It's not just that Callahan hired him that makes him so distasteful. The real problem I have with Sean Watson is that his claim to fame in football is out-scheming Craig Bohl for one game in 2001. That's the beginning and end of his resume. Take a hike. Oh, and that's not all. I kind of just jumped around here to keep it together, but also H-Man says, also, if you ever wanted to see a poster child for the term ugly American, bad winner, or people who should be banned from television, you might want to take notice of Christina Kim, the LPGA golfer who embarrassed all Americans with her behavior this past weekend during the Solheim Cup. H-Man from Riverdale, out.
She was running around like a goofball out there. I'm not sure what she was trying to prove.
They did win the Solheim Cup, though. And here's what I've got to say about the Solheim Cup. It's inside a foot. It's a gimme. Let's start giving some putts. All right? It was ridiculous to see people marking putts that were on the lip, six inches away, a foot away. Really? You sink the 50-footer, and she's got a two-put from a foot. Pick it up. Let's move on. That's the way the game is played. Learn it, ladies.
Oh.
But a nice win for America, and now maybe you Michelle Wee detractors can shut the hell up. 3-0-1. 3-0-1, Michelle Wee, taking care of business. And taking care of one of the great golfers in the world in yesterday's singles match.
Cool. Good for her. Now go win something.
Just did, the Solheim Cup.
Yeah.
Three matches. 3-0-1. Didn't lose.
How'd that affect her bank account? Let's go win a major, Michelle. You're just going to do it since you were seven.
Win a major? How about Sergio Garcia just win a tournament? Quit.
He quit.
He played defense for Nebraska under Cosgrove. He was a quitter yesterday, an absolute quitter. One shot away with all those holes remaining and quit, laid down, quit. Don't even show up. Go back home to your country and pout in Spain. Get out of here.
Go try and knock some.
Get out of here. That was pitiful. That was pitiful.
Oh, El Nino.
He patted on the course worse than I ever have.
Oh, I think there'd be a lot of people beg to differ on that.
Oh, I don't think so. Not yesterday. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you apprehensive about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings to evaluate performance, annual investment cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a critique. Bring us your latest statements and we'll deliver an unbiased analysis. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com. Securities offered through Securities America, member of FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisor. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For over a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided the latest in medical and surgical treatment to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. We provide the convenience you deserve with our main office in Kearney and 8 satellite locations throughout central Nebraska. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Change isn't always easy, but if you don't have the service and honesty you deserve at your flooring store, then you haven't been dealing with Island Flooring. This is Nicole, and our promise to you is that you'll receive our everyday low prices and honesty every time you come to our store.
This is Dustin. Make the change to Island Flooring today, where I'll guarantee you'll find quality carpet, hardwoods, rugs, and a huge selection of tile, plus employees who are knowledgeable about their product.
Island Flooring on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road, Grand Island. Always low prices and honesty.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing late with highs around 93. South winds will also turn gusty at times. We'll then drop back to 68 with a chance for a shower storm tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 77.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Monday. Let's give some things away. It's Monday. And tomorrow night, big night at the Garage, Kearney's newest night spot. What was that?
That was...
Wait, hold on. I never heard that part before. Is that Daddy? Never heard that part before.
Sounds like our friend BD just showed up in the middle and made a little noise.
Unbelievable. Anyway, the Garage, tomorrow night. Legendary guitarist Walter Trout and the Radicals will be in concert, 9 p.m. Tickets are only $15 and are available at pickmytickets.com. Walter Trout and the Radicals at the Garage in Kearney, and we are going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets during the Doug and Daddy Show today. During the Doug and Daddy Show today, Walter Trout and the Radicals should be a great show. It's tomorrow night at the Garage in Kearney. They'll get underway at 9 o'clock. If you don't win tickets on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can get your tickets at pickmytickets.com. I was working in a factory
on the edge of town. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great. Hey, college kids, your chance to rock it out the first time maybe since coming back to UNK, or get geared up for the rest of the week by checking out the Walter Trout and the Radical Show tomorrow night at the Garage. And let's give away a pair of tickets here at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Let's give away a pair of tickets to two different folks. If you've already won tickets, you're not eligible for Walter Trout if you won them last week, so we want to get to as many as we can. We'll take callers 4 and 5 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Callers 4 and 5 will pick up a pair of tickets to the Garage and the Walter Trout and Radicals concert going on tomorrow night.
Doug, obviously a lot of preseason football continues to go on around the NFL. Got a chance to see on Friday night Brett Favre's big debut, which was lackluster at best, having trouble communicating. I think says he understands all the verbiage in that offense. And I know you've been around the West Coast, but the West Coast offense has got to have different verbiage wherever you go, does it not? They surely all don't call the same play, West 38 special, go fire XY slam Z wham. And that's the same as it is in Atlanta, as it is in Green Bay, and the same as it is in Minnesota. Is it?
I don't know.
For him to come, he's only been around 4 or 5 days. Yep, I understand all the verbiage. That's fine. No problem. Now, their receivers are taught to do things a little bit differently, so I'm going to have to get on the same page as that. But I just thought that was a little bit strange when, yeah, I understand all the verbiage. It's the same? It's like Mandarin Chinese. Hell, it's not the same when somebody speaks it to the next guy.
Want to congratulate Tyler and Aaron, both of Kearney. They picked up a pair of tickets to Walter Trout and the Radicals tomorrow night at the Garage. We'll give you another chance to win tickets today and tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Had an email here that says, wanting to know about what it, you want to read that?
Yeah, we got looks like Mr. Woodhead for the New York Jets, our friend from Shannon State, had 8 carries for around 60 yards in last preseason game. And
where did they come up with that?
8 carries for around 60 yards?
According to here, he had 6 carries for 5 yards against St. Louis, and then they play again tonight at Baltimore.
Says looked really good. Look it up. So maybe go back to the previous.
I'm on the Jets homepage. That's all I can do. And I checked out what he did against St. Louis. So in case I'm missing something here.
Okay, we'll try and follow. But
we play tonight at Baltimore.
Sure appreciate if you could be correct on your emails you send us, chumps. That's really disappointing.
That's what happens when your friends send us email.
Yeah, exactly. How about that? What the Buccaneers putting up some points? That would be a surprise if that offense and the quarterbacks they have could put up some points in the NFL. I don't know, but you got to realize who they're playing against. They may not be playing against anybody. Maybe playing against the starters. I thought Kansas City's defense looked really good last night versus Minnesota. But they're shooting everybody at Brett Favre. They must have realized, hey, let's see if the old guy can handle a little pressure. Let's send 9 guys every time. Well, you had about a third of a second to throw last night. Or Friday night.
888-455-ESPN.
Here's Bill from Deschler, guys.
Bill from Deschler, home of the Dragons. What's up?
Hey, guys. Great show. Just wanted to see what you guys thought about the new stadium and the nice low scoreboard on a $1 billion one.
The new additives down at Lincoln, huh?
No, the Dallas. One is the Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, at Dallas. You mean where they brought the all pro punter in and he couldn't hit the scoreboard, but this rookie could. I said it's too much. And again, maybe that, you know, everybody was impressed with it. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But it's too much, and that's exactly what Jerry Jones was going for.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were, and I didn't know if you guys got the, if you're watching it, if you saw the Favre commercial. That was the first one I laughed at since the Super Bowl ad. I thought it was sweet, the Sears one of them.
Where he can't make up his mind, yeah. And then, of course, and then all of a sudden.
I thought of you right away, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Take care, buddy.
Yep, bye.
Bill from Deschler, 888-455-ESPN. And then all of a sudden, there's a lot of Wrangler commercials again. But we've discussed this a little bit about the Cowboys. It's cool. It's all that. If you've got a lot of money, they're going to treat you real well with the places that they've got set up for you in the suites and the special bars and special TVs everywhere. But again, already one punt goes into the scoreboard, and it's like that's all the NFL world has to talk about because they want to throw Jerry Jones and his extravagance under the bus.
Yeah, in fairness, they said they tested. You know, they brought in the Cowboys punter. How many punts did they say he hit, Doug, when we were on our tour? It wasn't like 5. I mean, they got after it for
something.
A while. Yeah,
you know, over a time period.
And it wasn't. He never got within 5 feet of it or 8 feet of it or whatever they calculated. And
I think they said the best height he got was 57 feet, and so they put it at 60 or 61 feet.
Okay, whatever it is. But, yeah, it wasn't that close, so they thought. But now it's a dead ball. You redo the deal.
And if the NFL wants them to do something, what are they going to do anyway? Can they just hike that baby up?
I don't think Jerry Jones wants to do anything with it, guys. According to him,
well, no.
It's built to league specifications. So that's, I mean, what else can you do?
He's not doing anything till the NFL makes him do something.
I still don't know if you're in that top deck on the north side or the south side, if you can see the other sideline through the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's humongous. It's humongous. But Dallas at least looked pretty good on the field in their exhibition game. Tennessee, not so much.
Well, for the first. I see part of that Dallas game. The first part, I turn it over. It's some bozo running some guy down and shoving him down outside of bounds and getting out of bounds and getting a 15-yard penalty. It's like You guys are trying to make the team, and you do that? I just don't understand. Are you that dumb? I just, it'd be amazing to see some of the Wonderlic scores.
888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, our Mondays with Merck and Morris. We'll start with Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. Then we'll talk with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris. Both teams open up their season this week, and we'll get a chance to chat with them about how camp's going. We'll talk about their opponents and maybe a little bit more as well. I've got some more to talk about here from over the weekend. Great start for Ron Alexander, the first-year coach in the Hastings College volleyball team, 4-0 out at Buffalo, New York. So a great start for them. They will have the home portion of their season begin on Saturday afternoon at Lynn Farrell Arena. So not overly sure that they're playing the greatest competition in the world, but 4-0 traveling to New York's pretty good.
Get a couple thousand miles from home, hell yeah, take it.
The Nebraska volleyball team sold out the Coliseum for their red-white game. So it just continues, and Coach Cook seemed to be pretty pleased. Everybody did what they thought they were going to do, and he's going to have a lot of talent. This will be interesting to see how he meshes kids that would start for 70% of the programs in the country into minimal roles on his team. The Huskers begin the season officially at the Quest Center in Omaha this weekend against Minnesota and Michigan, teams that are ranked in the top 20 in the NCAA preseason poll.
So with the talent that's on this team, top to bottom, is Nebraska going to start missing out on some of those top-tiered recruits that would normally come to Nebraska, but they're just saying, I want to play. I want my college experience. I want to go on and play. I just want to get on the court. I'm going to be in college for 4 years in the structured environment without a redshirt. I just want to play the game of volleyball and get on the court where they're going to have to sit and hopefully, as no matter how good you are, you're going to have to sit 2 years at least before you get on the court here.
Yeah. Unless somebody has a breakdown and leaves the program. Anyway, John and Carney says H-Man has his panties in a really big knot. Delusional fan says, H-Man, really? I still have no idea how you have your own intro music. Very sad. Oh, and you watch women's golf? Enough said. Delusional Husker fan. Let's go to a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this on ESPN Radio.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Wow. Whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Psh, where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Another exciting season of high school football kicks off this Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Friday night on ESPN 1550, Adams Central welcomes M. Seward. On 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings will host Columbus. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney High is at Grand Island. All three games kick off Friday night, 7 o'clock. Be sure to catch all the action throughout the season right here. Hey, this is Doug Duda from ESPN Radio's Superstation. Our four-person golf scramble is coming up September 20th at Grand Island's beautiful Indian Head Golf Course. Brought to you by Bud Light Clamato Chelada and Roy's Grand Dodge.
Hi, this is Mike Will from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This four-person scramble best team score wins up to $1,000 cash or gift card.
Plus cash prizes for second and third place.
For only $60 per player, you get green fees, cart, t-shirt, and practice balls. Compete for whole prizes, including a Sun Heat heater, a Mountaineer air purifier, a Tri-City Storm Flex pack of tickets, plus more from our sponsors,
including Giggles Party Rental. Let us bring the party to you. And Sun Heat, keeping you warm and saving you money. Slugger's Sports Bar and Grill, pounding pitchers all day long. The Boathouse for all your bait needs. And Midas. Trust the Midas touch.
Sign up at Indian Head or call 888-455-ESPN to register over the phone. Don't miss the Roy's Grand Dodge Bud Light Clamato Chelada ESPN Radio Superstation's four-person scramble.
Starting at 1 o'clock September 20th at Indian Head in Grand Island.
The season is ready to roll. Everyone's checking out the up-and-comers. See who's stepping up. Hear who's tumbling down the depth chart.
First down from the 15. They hand it off to Hamblin. Looks for a lane. 10-5. Touchdown.
Finally, it's football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing late with highs around 93. South winds will also turn gusty at times. We'll then drop back to 68 with a chance for a shower storm tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 77.
We've got everything fired up on this Monday. I think folks are fired up for the upcoming season, whatever it may be, but it is fall sports season, and that doesn't mean you need to forget about golf, because it is beautiful out, and why not take advantage of these summer turning into fall days pretty soon at Prairie Hills Golf Course, where it's their $20 Monday special. You can play golf all day, cart included, for $20. That doesn't just mean 18 holes. You want to play 27, you can sneak it in, do it. 36, if you're crazy like that, do it. They've got a full clubhouse open for you, a bar, lunch, snacks, whatever you need to keep you going throughout the day. And if you just want to work on your game, check out the driving range, the putting green. The fairways are looking real good, as most of them do this time of the year, and they are ready for you to come on out. $20 on Monday, same special Tuesday and Wednesday, just $5 more, $25. So if you get a chance to get out early in the week, do so. Today, Monday, the $20 golf special at Prairie Hills Golf Course. Play all day, cart included, for just $20 at Prairie Hills, just north of Kearney, just south of Pleasanton, and you'll find them there.
Doesn't get any better than that.
That's exactly right. Hey, the UNK soccer team wraps up their exhibition season. A 3-0 victory over the Lincoln Soccer Club. Morgan Abert scored all three goals yesterday in the second half. That would be called a
hat trick.
Yeah, that's right. So UNK will open the season Thursday night against Wayne State at 6. And, you know, I hate to be negative, so I won't. Let's talk some football. we'll talk about it, but UNK wants to break the attendance record, the all-time attendance record in Division II women's soccer history in their first game ever, which is 2004. So they want 2,005 fans to show up Thursday. Daddy, give me the estimate of fans that will be there Thursday. And UNK always does a great job of rallying the troops.
I was going to say 103.
Okay. It's time for Mondays with Merck and Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we get ready for the college football season, we kick it off today by heading to Hastings College with head Bronco Paul Merkowitz. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
How's it going over there?
Well, it's Monday for you. It's Wednesday over here for us.
Hey, now, we just following up on this bit here, you've got some pretty good soccer teams in Hastings. Do you guys have to worry about sharing the field with them all the time?
We do. We do. Actually, both the men's, Coach Flagitis and Coach Cranks, they're really accommodating, and this year they've really let us get on quite a bit because they know we need to be ready for us. When in the stadium, we get our best film in there, and they're usually pretty accommodating, good guys to work with.
You ever brought any of his kids over to kick for you?
No. he wouldn't. I don't think he'd let me.
Well, let's talk football, because you mentioned it's Wednesday. That's because in a normal week, you'd play on Saturday, but not this week. You play on Thursday against Peru State. Because it's the opening game, I assume that really doesn't really isn't a big factor that it's a Thursday game as if it was in the middle of the season.
No, it really isn't. I think our guys understand. We went this morning here, and it would be the last time we were in full gear. We did as much live work as we're going to do at this particular point. And then, to be honest, I had my fingers crossed pretty much the whole practice because I didn't want to get anybody banged up, and we'll start to tone some things back here this afternoon. And kind of our plan is to go shorter, still get two practices in, but just try to make sure from an assignment standpoint right now and a communication standpoint, that's our number one focus, and that's what we're going to try to get done here in the next couple of days.
Paul, you look throughout the state. Nebraska's been going for 3.5 weeks. UNK's been going for 3 weeks. You guys have such a limited number of practices. How difficult is it to get everything installed, especially with the new guys that you want to get installed?
That's the tough part. It's the new guys that are still kind of swimming a little bit, but that's, you know, if it was going to happen in any year, this was the year that it probably worked the best because we returned so many players that can kind of set that example a little bit. You know, if I have any real concerns, we really haven't had a live full speed scrimmage. You know, we did scrimmage Thursday night and probably, you know, we were probably more three-quarter speed than we were probably full speed, which is a concern. But, you know, we've gotten everything in. And the guys, to be really honest, we've actually spent more time on Peru State, you know, because we have so many opportunities to have two-a-days than we did a year ago. So our hope is that we're a little bit better well-prepared from an assignment standpoint, assuming that they run the same stuff that they ran a year ago against us.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for Mondays with Merk and Morris. Coach, you picked two captains in the spring. You've added two more captains here in fall practice. Tell us about them.
Two very good players, a senior in Ryan Sack and our free safety in Mike Cardenas, two guys that started for us a year ago. And just, you know, it's neat to see how guys, you know, kind of come along in their careers and when you get guys that came in as first-year guys that, you know, you never know if they're going to, you know, wind up being leaders to wind up being one of the top two that you have on your team. But we're excited to have them. They're going to do a very good job. They're both leaders on and off the field for us.
Coach, I want to ask you about young players that are going to get to contribute right away for your squad. Anybody out there, especially from the area?
You know, It's hard to know right now. I know that we're having some difficulties with some injuries in the offensive line. I think you're going to see a first-year player possibly start for us in the offensive line by the name of Josh Reba from Columbus SCOTUS. You know, that's probably one of the biggest names of young guys that you see that will actually start. But I think you're going to see some different people in different spots. You know, it's just going to kind of be, we're going to piece this thing together as we go along. We're still not in that stage where we're really kind of set on where we're at with rotation and those types of things.
Paul, as far as local kids, are there local kids that may step up and see a more significant role in the very near future here?
Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest guy that you're going to see it play quite a bit for us is Riley Nicola. You know, out of St. Cecilia, obviously a sophomore, but did some things a year ago, has really kind of established himself as a guy that we can, you know, we can kind of count on. And I think he really understands the defense, a very, very athletic guy that, you know, is going to be able to do some things for us. And so, you know, we're kind of excited about some of the things that he's going to bring to the table.
Hudeberg?
You know, it's the learning curve a little bit for Curtis right now is kind of a little bit tough. But again, it's the same thing. You know, he went through 5 days of two-a-days versus 14 days of two-a-days. And I think you're going to see Curtis in our lineup, I think, before the season's done. But he just needs to kind of get some mental reps and get a little bit more work.
Coach, with the loss of Dayton Edwards, obviously you got a battle and competition going on throughout fall camp. Who emerged at the quarterback position?
Troy Hubert's going to be our quarterback. He brings some very good things to the table for us. Very good decision maker. Throws the ball a little bit better than I think some people are than people thought. You know, just makes very, very good decisions, and his ability to be able to move makes him an asset. But you know, Justin Berry has really kind of come along. He's a transfer from over at Kearney, and he's kind of, you know, really started to understand our offense and come with a bigger sense of urgency. And his ability to throw the ball down the field is definitely a plus.
Well, let's talk about the opponent in Peru State as we're talking with Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College head football coach. Tell us what they have.
Big, big, big physical, both sides of the ball. You know, I think we played well a year ago, but we got some big plays. We really had a difficult time establishing the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and that is a major concern. They return some very big guys. The quarterback that they have this year is a little bit maybe more mobile, so I'm concerned with a little bit of option game. I've got to believe they've got some different wrinkles to what they're doing, so obviously our ability to adjust to some of those things as we see them, but that's my biggest concern right now is their size, especially in the offensive line versus our defensive line. They're going to be bigger than we are, and so there's some things that we're going to have to deal with.
Coach, that kind of plays right into your hands. You guys return eight on defense, and not?
Yes, but I mean, you always get worried that, you know, my thinking is that when you're playing a speed defense against some big boys, you know, if they get you locked up, you got some issues. But, you know, our defense has played well throughout the camp, and they just need to be very, very aggressive and continue to do that and try and create as many turnovers as they can.
When this Peru State game is over, we talk about preparing for an early week game. Is it just an advantage for your second game, or do you take a day off, or what will happen after that?
What we'll do is we'll bring the guys in Friday morning, and we'll have a team breakfast and get them over into the training room and do some stuff in the weight room, and then give the guys the rest of the weekend off. Give them a chance to re-energize. Our first-year guys will be going through new student days, orientation here Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday. And then we'll bring the guys back Sunday afternoon like we normally do and try to get prepared for Doan. So I think it can be a benefit. I think to some extent we may be a hair tired, but we got a couple of days to kind of get re-energized for the game. And you'd hope that the emotions of just playing in that first game, you turn the lights on, you get the officials out there and the clock going, and that'll get us through some of the tiredness.
Paul, do you see maybe a better focus and a better work ethic when you are limited to so many numbers of practices?
You know, it's been very good. You know, I think outside of maybe a couple of days where we really had to kind of try to get going, you know, I think our guys have come out with energy. They realize that, you know, they kind of have the saying that they kind of brought up, you know, we're chasing nine practices, and they know that, and so we've kind of, that's kind of been our slogan, you know, over the 2 weeks that we're chasing nine, and we've got to be on top of our game, and every practice that we have out there has got to be sharp.
Coach, we'll talk to you next Monday, and let's see if the Broncos are off to a 1-0 start.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, part of our Mondays with Merck and Morris. Coach Daryl Morris will join us right after the break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget that game is Thursday night, and, of course, Mike Will and company will have it for you on our sister station, 1230 a.m., KHAS, 7 o'clock kickoff, and he'll have all the pregame action for you. You know, when we talked about the soccer, I knew that's a feather ruffler. Or whatever I wanted to say there. Of course, UNK backer says Daddy's guess of 103 is a wee bit off. We had about 250 fans for each home exhibition game, which is a long ways away from 2005.
I was making a sarcastic. I didn't think you'd probably have close. I'm sorry. I did. I'm also, you know what? I hope they go undefeated and win the national title. I really do.
Here you go. This comes from Brent. He says, it pains me to admit this. It is good to hear you two bozos live. I've been in Colorado and have to listen to you on the podcast. It's my only fix after getting bombarded daily with Buffalo and Bronco talk. Since I'm still a resident of Nebraska, I have Husker plates on my mighty Honda. Some commutes down I-25 have been rather interesting, and I'm eagerly anticipating our meeting with the Boulder Bums. I reckon I will have to go into hiding after that game. And since I have a man crush on Brett Favre, I'm totally stoked to see him back on the field. I'm tired of the crap he pulls every year on the retirement thing, but I just really enjoy watching him play. He makes the Vikings somewhat relevant, but at least they are now entertaining with him and Peterson. Now Castilla can grab a bar stool next to Michael Vick and consume foo-foo drinks. Keep up the good work and making my life in Colorado bearable. Formerly the mailman, now the chef, Brent. Brent, thanks for the email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We will take a break, come back, and catch up with UNK football coach Daryl Morris after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Golic, do you notice anything different about me?
Did you part your hair in a different way or spend more time in the makeup chair?
No and no. I'm wearing the new Hanes lay-flat collar undershirt. Notice how the lay-flat collar isn't distracting from my periwinkle blue Oxford shirt?
Your peri what? I'm not one to notice those things, but I do notice comfort. My new Hanes undershirts are soft and fit great and have become a staple in the Golic household.
We don't agree on much, but we do agree that Hanes has perfected comfort and fit with the new Hanes lay-flat collar undershirts. Look for Hanes undershirts in stores now.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For over a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided the latest in medical and surgical treatment to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. We provide the convenience you deserve with our main office in Kearney and 8 satellite locations throughout central Nebraska. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing late with highs around 93. South winds will also turn gusty at times. We'll then drop back to 68 with a chance for a shower storm tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
All right, back to Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation. Trying to get you through that Monday. I want you to remind you that Dyna-Gro now has SmartStax corn hybrids in their starting lineup.
Oh, yeah.
SmartStax, the agricultural industry's most advanced BT and herbicide offering available in corn today. Dyna-Gro offers SmartStax that combines 8 corn traits. Not 5, not 6, not 7. That's 8 corn traits to provide farmers the absolute broadest spectrum of above and below ground protection available against insects, weed control. Ah, it's perfect corn for your farming operation. Call your local Dyna-Gro SmartStax representative today.
By the way, somebody said something about Danny Woodhead earlier. He did have a couple of nice kick returns, punt returns in the exhibition game against the Rams.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's doing okay. It's just that he didn't have 8 carries for 60 yards.
So, whoever says
that.
He might
have had 8 touches.
Okay.
For 60 yards.
I grow a brain.
Kick returns, punt
returns.
Grow
a brain, whoever sent us that.
A lot different.
Liars.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. What are you going to do with them?
Well, we'll give away some tickets. We'll play some Walter Trout for them.
No, let's give away some tickets.
Walter Trout and the Radicals, Derek. Do we have any Walter Trout?
Let me see if I still got that up. I don't have it up right now.
Okay, Walter Trout and the Radicals, Tuesday night, the new bar downtown Kearney, the Garage. It's just south of the Mona Art Museum. Everybody knows where Mona is. North end of Central Avenue.
Can't miss a big bike hanging out over on the sign, a nice sign
beautiful.
We have up there. Beautiful
well,
new
the
bar.
Garage is beautiful as well.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Stop
new
on
bar.
And see Walter Trout and the Radicals tomorrow night. Show starts at 9 o'clock. You can buy tickets if you don't win tickets here. $15 a crack.
PickMyTickets.com.
PickMyTickets.com.
We got a pair of tickets right now. We'll give them away to, what do you think, Daddy? Fourth caller?
Third and fourth caller.
Let's go third and fourth caller right now. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776.
Mondays with Merck and Morris continue now as we get ready for UNK football, their opening game. A little different this year. Wayne State is up first, not UNO, and it's this Saturday. It's on the road, and depending on where you look, the first two opponents for the Lopers are ranked at the top 25, Tony.
Well, it used to be a perennial punching bag. Not so anymore. Coach Daryl Morris is on the Doug and Daddy Show right now, joins us. Coach, welcome once again for your first installment this year of Merck and Morris, and not the perennial punching bag they once were.
No, they're not. Dan McLaughlin has done a great job at Wayne State, recruiting some good football players. They had an excellent football team last year and made the Division II playoffs for the first time ever and beat us at home here. So this is the first time in a long, long time, if ever, since I've been associated with Kearney State UNK football that we're going into a Wayne State game as the underdog.
What has Wayne State done here under Coach McLaughlin that has made them a power? Has he pointed at one thing and went with that?
Well, I think Dan's a winner. I mean, he's won three state championships at three different levels of high school football, and I think he's a good football coach. The best thing I think he's done is hired Gene Shore as his offensive coordinator, and Gene was a longtime Class A Papillion La Vista high school coach and does a tremendous job. So I think between the two of them and the rest of the guys that got on the staff, they're just doing an excellent job of recruiting good players and getting them to play well.
Silas Fluellen would make any coach look pretty
good. Well, you know what? And he is an excellent football player. And, you know, I don't know if you remember last year, we had that play where Sheck Fall runs up inside and we blitz him through a hole and he smacks their tailback and that guy coughed the football up and Silas was right behind him, picked up a charity hop and ran about 55 yards for a touchdown. So he can throw the football very well. I think he's already had some professional interest and people stopping by their camp to take a look at him. And he's a good-sized kid, runs well, throws well. This will be his third year, I believe, in Gene Shore's offense, so I'm pretty sure he's got it figured out by now.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What other similarities to last year's team do you see in Wayne State?
Well, I think offensively, I think they're going to be a very good football team. Don't know much about them defensively. They have a new defensive coordinator, a gentleman that was on their staff last year. Clint Brown went to South Dakota State. So they lost their entire front four and some others. So they lost seven guys off a very good defensive football team last year. I'm sure they've got some other guys like everybody does, but I think they're going to be a good football team offensively, and we'll just have to wait and see what we got and what they have defensively when we get there.
Well, Coach, defensively should be the strength of your football team, especially when you look at maybe your defensive backfield with Mandoko coming back.
Well, I think anytime you have a guy with his experience come back in the secondary is good for you. But you throw in Mike Neal and Ozzie Smith and Owen Stubbs and some of those other kids and that have been back there for a couple years apiece now and a few years. I think that's where we have the experience on our defensive football team. So certainly we'll look for those guys to help us out. Maybe take some pressure off the kids up front of not having to get to the quarterback quite so fast. But you're always looking for a good pass rush as well.
Well, as we've now kind of transferred into talking about your football team, you still got a week of practice here before your first game. Take us through what fall camp's been like so far in your eyes.
Well, you know, so far I've been very pleased with, I think, the retention and the physical situation that the kids brought into camp with them in terms of being in good shape and good football shape has been excellent. We've lost a couple guys for this ball game. Probably I doubt Kyle Davison will play for us. And Kyle's been a 3-year starter at left tackle, but I think he might be ready for the UNO game. Riley Newcomer, who came in on the stretch for us at tailback and had two 200 plus games rushing, chipped a little piece of bone in his knee, so he probably won't play against Wayne. But other than that, we're in pretty good shape. I think we've got good retention. Obviously, we didn't lose a senior on offense last year, so we're looking for a lot of leadership out of that crew. Especially up front, but I think we're in pretty good shape. We've got a little couple of nagging injuries, but nothing that won't be ready to go by Saturday.
Okay, Coach, you've got two all RMAC kids at the skill position. Heading into the first game of this year, what is the strength of your football team in your mind? Doug and I seem to have a bit of a disagreement here.
Well, I really, you could point at a couple there. The fact that we've got an entire offensive line back, and they've all got three years or 4 years worth of experience. But I think I'm going to lean towards the fact that we actually have a returning quarterback back this year. I hope we have better quarterback play than we did last year. Bobby Addison started last year for us and was a first game redshirt freshman starter and played like a first game redshirt freshman starter, which is what you'd expect him to do. And this year, I think Jake Spisselberger will get the start. Jake started for us most of last year, gained a wealth of experience, came through spring ball in good shape, and has continued to learn and progress throughout the fall. So I got to lean with the fact that the first time in 5-6 years, we've had a starting quarterback returning.
Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our weekly installment of Merck and Morris. I want to ask you this because we talked about it earlier in the show, and you've had to deal with this. I think it's an off the, you know, it's, we're not talking Wayne State, UNK football, but I thought it interesting to ask a coach about discipline problems. Castilla off Nebraska, you have had some kids. Every coach has probably had a kid they've had to deal with. When you look at kids and 115 or whatever it is you have on your roster, and we always talk about you can't babysit them 24/7, how hard is it to attach or to attack a disciplinary problem, or is it black and white at UNK as well?
Well, I think you have to have defined rules and regulations, and then you also have to have defined penalties. And you do this, and this is the, here's the consequences. So, you know, at UNK, I run this football program. Have since I became the head football coach, it's the do right rule. If it's right, do it. If it ain't, don't. And you know, I assume, and that can be a problem, but I assume they know the right, the difference between right and wrong. And kids are always since the time began. Kids have gone left when they're supposed to go right. And I am in the business of working with young people, and I understand they are young. They're not always going to make the best decisions or the right decisions. And some of them are you know, carry tougher consequences than others. And, you know, my phone rang twice on Saturday night about 3 o'clock in the morning. So there's always going to be those kind of issues, and I think you're fighting society. And I think, you know, it's just a situation that you have to have defined rules and regulations and also consequences.
Okay, Coach, the main thing that you were worried about going into fall game had to be the kicking game.
And it was. And recruiting-wise, we brought in a couple of young guys at place kicker. But we also got Jordan Alaria back. Jordan was on our squad a couple years ago and was not with us last year, but is back. And right now, Jordan looks like the guy that will place kick and punt for us. We've got a young man by the name of Jake Lavelle that will also be a backup place kicker for us. And then we've got two or three other kids. Ethan Coleman, who plays inside linebacker, doesn't look like a punter, but if his foot hits the ball, it goes a country mile. So we'll actually use some guys on the squad as a backup punter. But right now, Jordan has won the kicking duties, and he can throw the football like Jeff Carnahan did. And so he gives us all those options. He played linebacker for us and will knock the dog out of you. So I like us right now with Jordan Alaria.
All right, Daryl.
North Platte, St. Pat guy.
Daryl, last question, because there's only one season opener. Depending on where you look, there's a lot more teams that you face this year that are getting top 25 and yourselves getting a lot of votes. The overall season goal, you don't have to go 10-1 or whatever it is to have consideration for the playoffs. Have you guys got something set in mind?
Well, you know, I want to be better than we were last year. So, you know, I circle this. If you want to talk about who you got circled on your calendar, I circle all the guys that beat us last year. I mean, we want to try to catch those guys and get back in the hunt with them. And we lost 4 ball games last year. 3 of them were in the playoffs, and 1 of them played in bowl games. So we lost a good competition. But we need to elevate our play and get over the hump with some of the teams that beat us. Wayne beat us last year. So, you know, right off the bat, we'd like to beat somebody that beat us last year.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate it, our first Merck and Morris of the year, and we'll catch up with you next Monday, hopefully to talk about a win over Wayne State.
That'd be great, fellas. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Daryl.
Perfect. Coach Morris, join us every Monday, like right here on the Doug and Daddy Show, along with Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College Broncos head football coach, all throughout their season. Look forward to catching up with them. Obviously, Quentin Castillo. Gone from the Nebraska football team. That's the main news over the weekend. We'll see where that goes. We'll see if any more running backs.
Yeah, Bo Pelini not happy about that.
No, Bo Pelini not happy at all about that. But we'll see where the running back situation goes from here. See if we got a true freshman. Rex Burkhead is the number two guy. They've got another 2 weeks to decide that. Tomorrow's program, folks, you're not going to want to miss. Turner Gill, former Nebraska All-American, former Nebraska legend, now Buffalo legend. I think you can already say that, turning around that program. He will join us, along with Dick Beecher. He will join us down with the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame, along with Ryan LaFever, one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals, to get his thoughts on what's going on with the Kansas City Royals this year, and kind of our season recap with Kansas City Royals. Look forward to that. A lot more going on this week as we get ready for the first football and volleyball action of the season. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.